Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is the Watchman Report. So, please, God bless you. We're going to get ready to read the end time news reports and alerts. We're here to give the news from around the world in these end days, these last days that we're living. So, please, God bless you. We want to say we love you all from the love of the Lord and welcome everybody to Sword of the Spirit Ministries. And we're going to get ready to open up service. So, God bless you. Please get your Bibles ready, your pencils, your papers, because we're going to have a lot of scriptures that we're going to be covering tonight. So, it's always good to be prepared. Amen. So, we will be right back. So, please sit tight, get that coffee percolating. Get your Bibles out and get ready and do not move. Be right back. God bless you. Amen, and praise God. Well, let us pray and open up service, and we will get started in the Watchman Report. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and Father God, we open up this ministry tonight, Father God, with your authority to be upon this, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, Father God, will flow through this ministry and allow it to flow to every soul, body, and mind that is hearing from around the world. I pray tonight, Father, that you will use me, Father, as your vessel and as your tool, Father God. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that your word, Father, will plant a seed of good fruit, Father God, that we may bear good fruit in you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that your word, Father God, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus, Father, that, Lord, it will always and forever be a lamp unto our feet, Lord, to lead us and guide us and show us the way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you and glorify you and exalt your name up high. And I say amen and amen. Praise God. Well, for everyone to know that you are in the right place, we are non-denominational, and we believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So praise God and amen. Well, let us get started in a little bit of the Watchman Report this evening. And as we go, Obama vows to send clear message to Putin and warns Trump. On December the 18th of 2016, President Barack Obama vowed to send a clear message to Russia for trying to sway the U.S. election while calling on Donald Trump and Republicans to put national security before politics. Obama all but accused Russian President Vladimir Putin personally ordering an acrimonious cyber hack that many Democrats believe gravely wounded Hillary Clinton in a closely fought election. The U.S. intelligence community has concluded that a hack and release of the Democrat Party emails was designed to put Trump, a political neophyte who has praised Putin, into the Oval Office, but with tensions rising between the world's two preeminent nuclear powers and U.S. political anger near boiling point after Trump's shock election, Obama sought to exude calm while promising a measured response. Moving along, why church-going teens don't relate Christ with faith. Teenagers today don't relate Christ with their Christianity, but instead view their faith as doing the right thing and living within the bounds of morality. A report by Christianity Today says that Christian young people, even those engaged in church youth groups, are straying from Christ more than in years past, adding that the difference between this generation and others is stark. Studies are continuing to confirm that vast swaths of church-going kids know very little about their Christian faith. American Families Associations, the FAA, Executive Vice President, quotes. Sorry about that. One moment, please. Maryland church ordered to evict homeless or pay a $12,000 fine. On December the 18th, 2016, when Reverend Katie Grover arrived on a recent morning at Patapsco United Methodist Church, one of the two congregations she pastors in the Baltimore area, she was surprised to find a $12,000 citation attached to the door. According to the citation, the church, located on a busy street in Dundalk, had violated a county regulation that prohibits non-permitted rooming and boarding houses by allowing homeless individuals to sleep on church grounds. Patapsco UMC failed to seize exterior use of property as housing units. Read the inspector's comments. People still living in near of property under tarp area. Now the church has to decide by Sunday, December the 18th, which has passed already, whether to evict homeless individuals from its ground or pay a $12,000 county fine that would severely strain the small congregation's lean budget. And moving along. Oh, sorry, got that one already. Life-threatening Arctic blast chills northern U.S. with temps dropping to 30 below. On December the 17th, 2016, winter has taken the northern United States by storm this week, quite literally with life-threatening cold hitting the North Dakota area and snow and ice complicating holiday travel in the Midwest, and Northeast. The Arctic air that has chilled large swaths of the northern United States 4 days will culminate this weekend with dangerous cold in Montana and North Dakota as heavy snows fall in other parts of the country. Officials said people in North Dakota face life-threatening cold and the risk of frostbite with exposure of 10 minutes or less. The National Weather Service, the NWS, said in an advisory, in Montana, dangerous winds, chills are expected to last through Saturday afternoon, and people should guard against hypothermia. Amen. Moving along. 12 recent cases where Christians were punished for their beliefs on marriage. On December the 16th, 2016, the Family Research Council has compiled a reporting listing 12 cases this past decade in America where Christian businesses owners have been punished or threatened with punishment for holding traditional beliefs about marriage in order to comply with anti-discrimination laws regarding gay people. People of faith have increasingly found themselves being sued along with receiving censor and hostility when they refuse to engage in work-related activity that violate their religious beliefs on marriage and sexuality. Travis Weber wrote, director of the Center for Religious Liberty and author of the Religious Liberty and the Wedding Vendor Cases Report. This scenario has played out most prominently in the wedding industry, where small business owners are being forced to make the choice between violating their faith and freely running their business. And we're moving along. Oops, sorry about that. I'm getting it here. Please. The House passes a microchipping law intended to help local authorities microchip disabled people. December 16, 2016, the U.S. House of Representatives have passed a bill that would get the federal government heavily involved in microchipping disabled people for tracking purposes. If you would like to read it for yourself, you can find H.R. 4919 right here. The bill is also known as Kevin and Avanti's Law, and the idea behind it is that if disabled people are microchipped, it won't be so easy for them to get lost. Of course, we have been microchipping pets in this country for years, and this is yet another giant step down the road toward universal microchipping. We are being told that implanted microchips will make those with developmental disabilities safer. But where does this stop? Pretty soon there will be a huge push to microchip all children for their safety. And once that is accomplished, it won't be too long before they will want to microchip the entire population. Yep, the microchip is out, and they finally passed the bill for it. Russia challenges U.S. to prove campaign hacking claims or shut up. The United States must either stop accusing Russia of meddling in its elections or prove it. A spokesman for Russia President Vladimir Putin said Friday. Presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it was indecent of the United States to groundlessly accuse Russia of intervention in the U.S. election campaign. Russian state's new agency, Russian is actually stating, they should either stop talking about that or produce some proof at last. Otherwise, it all begins to look unseemingly. Latest accusations that Russia was responsible for hacker attacks. President Barack Obama on Thursday vowed retaliatory action against Russia in the light of allegations that it meddled in the U.S. presidential election campaign. And moving along, this is very interesting. Ex-witch reveals connection between yoga and Satan. On December 15, 2016, yoga is a form of spiritual alignment with the Hindu goddess Shakti. Ex-witch Beth Eckert says in a new video, "I know that there is such a huge controversy around yoga." Eckert says, "If you look at yoga, it just seems like this great way to get healthy and align your body and your spirit and stretch, and people just absolutely love it. But don't be deceived." On her blog, Eckert writes, "Channeling energy is an age-old occult practice. Demons use energy as one of the way they can move from place to place. They use this energy movement to transfer from person to person, person to object. It is a form of witchcraft, and it is not a practice that brings a person into alignment with the Spirit of God. Even meditation is a form of moving energy. As you are trying to move your energy into a certain direction, thought, pattern, or process in order to gain something that is witchcraft." Talk about strong. And we're moving along. False prophet makes third victim drink disinfect for miracle healing. On December 15, 2016, there was reported by Jennifer LeClaire, call it a trend. I read earlier this week about a South African pastor who sprays his congregation with insecticide in the name of curing what ails them. Health authorities have intervened, but apparently a false prophet down the street didn't get the message. He did not get the message. Prophet refuses. Fala encouraged his church members drink Dettol, a disinfectant, in order to receive a healing that's according to Punch. In case you aren't familiar, Dettol is a liquid antiseptic and disinfectant that has the potential to cause lethal toxicity. I know Dettol is harmful, but God instructed me to use it. The false prophet said in a video, South Africa's Daily Sun, I was the first one to drink it. The rise of the so-called chemical healing prophets is disturbing, but not surprising. And in other news, I believe that's all we have for the news of this week. So I would like to actually talk about why we're here. I'd like to talk about the end days, the world where we are living in the end days. These are the last days. And we're going to see a lot of things go on. And we're going to hear a lot of false prophets. We're going to hear a lot of fake news, too. And this is why it's so important that when you do do your digging in deep and doing your study. It's very, very important that you go through it very thorough. But tonight I want to talk about end time deception. End times deception. Satan is going to bring great deceptions to this world in these end times to deceive as many people as he can and keep them from Christ's kingdom. The book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 17 says that the dragon, which is Satan, is wroth with the woman and went to make war where her remnant, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. The remnant of this woman is God's end time church, his true followers who keep his Ten Commandments and have the testimony of Jesus and Satan. And Satan is wroth with these people because they are doing what is right in God's eyes. So he goes to make war with them. So what is Satan going to do? Is he preparing an army to fight against God's true church? Well, in a way, he is preparing the leaders of the world to fight against God's people who refuses the beast's mark. When it is enforced, as it says in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 15, that they will be delivered up to be killed. But what is Satan's greatest weapon in war? Deception. And that's what we have going on right now. He is the arch deceiver, a mighty foe, which is why we need to be grounded on the truth of God's word in the Bible. This is the only way we can discern and deceptions, by knowing the truth and living according to it. In the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 5, and I'm through 22, take heed lest any man deceive you, for false Christ and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if possible, even to elect. Excuse me. Let me give you one example of the dangerous spiritual deception that is sweeping through the churches of the world today. Contemplative prayer. What is contemplative prayer? It is a New Age meditation process where you empty your mind of any thought and center your prayer upon, say, one word or name, and then keep repeating that word in a bid to connect with God and gain a real spiritual experience. Contemplative prayer, or centering prayer, is part of this spiritual formation movement, which is also a part of emergent church movement. Now, the obvious problem with this is that it is not biblical. I repeat, it is not biblical. If you truly do your research, you will see that it is not biblical. And Jesus actually warned us about using vain repetitions in prayer. Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 7 through 8. So if you do something that is not biblical and are seeking to get a feeling or experience from it, then what is going to happen? You are going to open the door to Satan, and he will gladly give you a feeling and experience to trap you. Jesus has warned us that the signs and wonders to come from these false angels and light will be so deceptive that if we do not seek the truth with earnest hearts and live according to the truth, then we will be deceived. Those signs and wonders will be so seductive and even will have many elements of truth in them that even the very elect may be deceived. Unfortunately, there are many professing Christians today that rely on their own feelings as to whether something is of God. But to judge something on how it feels or looks rather than test it against God's word in the Bible is a road that will lead to ruin. It will be an easy job for Satan to deceive those who rely on feelings rather than the Bible truth. And we see the groundwork for Satan's great end time deception already laid in the widely accepted teachings of immorality of the soul and Sunday Sabbaths. For the truth on these important issues and more to read, you can look it up. It is very, very, very important for us to do our studies. Very important for us to do research. In the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 13 and 14, verse 13 and 14, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Amen. These unclean spirits, like frogs, will be the last great deceptions from Satan to come upon the world before the second coming of Christ Jesus. Now, the dragon in the Bible prophecy is a symbol of Satan. The beast of the book of Revelation, chapter 13, is the papal church of Rome, Rome Catholic Church. And the false prophet is the false religious movement in America. Now, notice that it is out of the mouth that these deceiving spirits, like frogs, come. And with, and with what do frogs catch their prey? With their tongues. So in the last days, the Roman Catholic Church and America will speak and cause deceit. They will cause deceit. That's what's going on right now. The world into worshiping the image of the beast. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 15. And ultimately, Satan. Now, the Bible verse says that these frogs are the spirits of demons. So we will have the fallen angels appearing as men, doing signs and wonders to deceive the kings of the world into joining with America and the Roman Catholic Church to enforce the mark of the beast. And it is by their signs and wonders that the leaders and people of the world will be deceived into thinking that this is from God. The mark of the beast will be the final test for the people of the world to decide which side they are going to be on and who they give their worship and praise to. The phrase, to gather them in the battle, is a symbol of these fallen angels gathering support from the leaders of the world to prepare for persecuting and killing those of us who stand with Christ and refuse the mark of the beast. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The image of the beast, which will be a church-state union in Protestant America. Image of the papacy, I know I'm pronouncing that incorrect, will speak laws into existence that will be contrary to the law of our Creator God, which is why in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 12, it says that the saints, the ones not taking the mark of the beast, are those who are keeping God's commandments. And one of the ways that Satan will seduce the world into thinking that this law is from God is through spiritualism. The doctrine of man's consciousness is death, especially the belief that spirits of the dead return to minister to the living, has prepared the way for modern spiritualism. How can those believe in man's consciousness in death reject what comes to them as divine light communicated by glorified spirits? Here is a channel regarding as sacred through which Satan works for the accomplishment of his purposes. The fallen angels who do his bidding appear as messengers from the spirit world while professing to bring the living into communication with the dead. The prince of evil exercises his bewitching influence upon their minds. He has power to bring before men the appearance of their departed friends. The counterfeit is perfect. The familiar look, the words, the tone are reproduced with marvelous distinctness, many of comfort with the assurance that their loved ones are enjoying the bliss of heaven and without suspicion of danger. They give ear to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This is where the great signs and wonders are brought into deceit, the people of the world into thinking that these religious laws will be from God. There will be great revivals, healings, and even impersonations of loved ones coming down from heaven to try and confirm that this is from God. But we are not to be deceived by these things because we stand firm on the truth of God's word. We know that believers who have passed away are still in their graves and waiting the resurrection. And we know that true revival is a revival of holy living, following in Jesus' footsteps and keeping God's eternal law, not just a gathering of thousands of people listening and dancing to a modern rock worship band. Just look at what Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. So much power in the word of God. As the teachings of spiritualism are accepted by the churches, the restraint imposed upon the carnal heart is removed, and the profession of religion will become a cloak to conceal the basset's iniquity. A belief in spiritual manifestation opens the door to seducing spirits and doctrines for devils, and thus the influence of evil angels will be felt in the churches. Why will Jesus say to these people, depart from me, even though they did many wonderful things in his name? Because they were not truly transformed by the renewing of their hearts in turning away from sin and keeping God's commandments. So what does this mean with regards to the healings and miracles that they performed? They were done through the power of Satan. Now, on top of these deceptions, look at what the earth beast, America, does in the sight of men. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 13, all the way to 14. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Satan will use his forces of evil in America to bring down fire from heaven. Now, there are only two things that is fire. Could be, it is either real fire or it is the symbolic of something else. And what is fire? Tied to in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit, as tongues. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 3. If it is real fire, then all those who do not study God's word for themselves will get the feeling, will get this feeling that this is from God and be easily deceived again and buy it. And in the same way, if it represents the Holy Spirit and tongues, then look how many people are already deceived by this gibberish that is spoken today and labeled as Bible tongues, believing that they have been baptized with fire and filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Another deceivement from the devil. There are so many deceptions, so many going on in these end times, that if we don't study the Bible for ourselves, we will end up falling victims to these deceptions. Satan, with his fallen angels, are working with the leaders of this world to deceive the people into accepting a false form of worship. We have this drive going on around the world to unite the denominations and different faiths in an effort to bring peace to this world. But God's people cannot unite with the fallen churches who have gone the way of the world and rejected the precepts of Heavenly Father. Instead, God is calling his people out of these churches, saying, "Come out of her, my people." The book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 4. So we must stand by the truth of God's word and let Christ Jesus dwell in us and live in us, transforming our hearts and minds into his likeness. This is the only way to overcome these end days, these deceptions. We must stand firm on the truth, no matter what is going on around us, no matter what miracles or signs or wonders are being performed. If it is not according to the truth, and if the people performing them are living contrary to the commandments of God, then reject it. Walk away from it. Amen. And praise God for his truth, for his discernment, for his wisdom and his knowledge and his guidance. But the only way we're going to receive just those five blessings from the Lord, those five words I just said now, his discernment, wisdom, knowledge, and there was two more. I'll get to that in a moment. Please forgive me. All in all, we have to start waking up. We are getting closer and closer and closer. Doors are opening, but what people do not understand that we are not going to see we're going to see miracles. All these miracles are going to happen. Healings are going to come. Blessings are going to come. The sun's going to shine so bright. The moon's going to seem so perfect. You know, everything's going to seem so perfect. But you see, again, it is deceit. It is a lie from the devil himself. But you know, that's what he's doing. But now, what are we doing as children of God? Are we doing our studying? Are we doing our research? Are we keeping focus on our path? Are we keeping focusing on God and the word and praising the word? Whatever it is that we are supposed to be doing as Christians, as children of God, to receive discernment, to make sure that the Holy Spirit is constantly alive in us, that because we have to understand everywhere we turn, there's going to be deception. Everywhere you turn, they already passed the bill of microchipping for the disabled people. They already, that bill has already, that's done. So now we're starting from there, microchipping for the disabled people, and then it's just getting stronger and stronger. There's going to be a time that this mark of the beast, excuse me, I'm a little tongue-tied today, the mark of the beast is going to be so mandatory. It's going to be mandatory. What does the word mandatory mean? It means that you're not going to have a choice. They're not going to ask you, well, would you like to take this mark? Oh, you don't? Okay. Next? No. No. It's going to become to the time that Satan will literally try to force you to take his mark. And what does that mark mean? Is to bow down to him and give him praise and worship and go against your God in what you believe in. It's beginning. It never stopped beginning. There's so much has passed in these last 4 years. We've been preaching and we've been telling everybody about what's going on around the world. And then there's a lot of people that just pass it on. Well, as long as it's not happening here in America, as long as it's not happening around the corner from me, as long as it's not happening across the street from me, well, not yet. Not yet anyway. Not yet anyway. But it's happening. Step by step. Be aware. Stay awake. Do not sleep. Do not remain lazy in your walk with the Lord. Come in and hear. Do your research. Get on there. Take advantage of what we have with the Lord. There's people out there that have to literally, in the Middle East, they have to go under rocks and in caves to literally read the Word of God. But yet, here where we stand, we can open up our Bible and we could raise up our hands and we could sing praises to our God freely, freely in our own homes. And we're still not taking advantage of that moment in that time with the Lord. We can actually pick up our Bibles and read it out loud. We don't have to hide in a closet. We don't have to go underneath a rock. This is the time to take advantage, and this is the time to be prepared for the times to come. So I want to say God bless everybody. I love you all in the Lord. And remain in the Lord. Stand up for what you believe in. And make sure that whatever you listen to, make sure it is the truth. Pray for a discerned spirit. Pray for that discernment with the Lord. And he will give it to you if you truly want it. So I want to say God bless everybody. And that is our Watchman Report for this week and Monday night. Please come in on Wednesday. We know that there is a holiday, upcoming holiday on Sunday. So we will have service on Wednesday. So please, God bless you. Be in on Wednesday. We have a blessing of a word from the Lord himself. Praise God. We do start at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Mountain, and 8 o'clock Pacific Time. Do not forget, you have any questions or comments, do not hesitate to get a hold of us on Facebook, Twitter, Sword of the Spirit Ministry, or you could follow us on Instagram, Just Pray with Faith, and again, Sword of the Spirit Ministry. We're pretty much all over. So everybody, have a safe holiday. Keep safe, keep watch, and keep alert. I'm going to say goodnight. God bless everybody from around the world. We love you all in the love of the Lord. May blessings and peace be upon all. In Jesus' name. And I'm going to say goodnight and God bless. See you on Wednesday.